Let's sing that verse. Oh, how sweet the glorious message. If you need the words to that first verse, I believe it's 299 in the hymn book. But let's sing that as our song of faith in Jesus tonight. First verse and that chorus again. Oh, how sweet the glorious message, simple faith make claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Sometimes when we have an altar call, we say, let every head be bowed and every eye be closed. I did that earlier this season, and I asked people to raise their hand if they wanted prayer along a certain line, and I did want it to be private. And it was a semi-slow response. I looked around, and then I saw someone's hand raised over here, and then a second one. And as soon as I said, thank you, I see your hand, we're going to pray for you, then hands went up all over the room. And I should have asked one of the other ministers or somebody to also watch and pray so that I would see and remember each one, because we wanted to go and pray with them. Tonight I want to do it a little differently. Let's take those four things that were in the verse of that song. Still he loves to save the sinful. Maybe there's someone here tonight who is having a struggle with sin. And it's fierce temptations. And maybe there's someone here tonight who is ailing physically. And perhaps there's someone here who's mourning some loss, grieving in some way. And someone else who's storm-tossed. You sense there's a tempest and some chaos in your life, and it's not what should be. Let's just take those four things. And I like to ask you I don't want to separate them. I'd like to ask those who are troubled by any of those things and who would like your brothers and sisters to pray for you. I'm going to ask you in a moment to stand and to remember that high in heaven at God's right hand, Jesus is not in the least altered, but just as able to save, just as willing to receive, just as ready to help and heal as ever he was. And if we would have spread out our hands to him then, let us come to him tonight in faith, because he will heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And so if there is a trouble in your life, and any of these four things that I mentioned, or any other particular pressing need, and you would like prayer from your brothers and sisters tonight, and help from our gracious Savior, who is mighty to save and strong to help, and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Would you just stand with me tonight? Just stand in your place. And I'm not asking you to close your eyes, because I want you to see who's standing. I want you to see those that are standing. And I don't want anyone who's standing here tonight to be missed. So you look at someone who's near you and who's standing, and then let us go and pray for them, one and another. Let's pray for them. Let's ask God to help us, anoint us with his Spirit, give us a prayer in the Holy Ghost, give us the compassion of Christ. Jesus is such a compassionate Savior. Fill me with compassion. These people that stood tonight, they have a pressing need, Lord. Help me to care about that, and help me to yield myself to you, that your love might flow through me. Oh God, let your life be manifested in this meeting tonight as we call upon you one for another. So I'd like to ask you, as you see those who are standing, to gather around them in little groups, and we can pray one for another. And if you're standing, that doesn't mean you're left out from praying for others. God will bless you and meet your need as you pray for others. But don't let anyone that you see standing be left out of our earnest prayer and united supplication. Oh Lord, we call upon you one for another. So let's just give ourselves to prayer now. Come, could I ask you to participate in this and love one another and pray one for another tonight and call on the Lord. We don't have to say what the need is, do we? Because Jesus knows. Jesus knows. And whatever it is, does it really matter? It matters to him. He's able for all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And everything that concerns us, he is able to perfect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come. Come and help me pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget that I was standing too.